T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going live to Toronto to News Talk 1010 and Tiffany Hensby. There is an election battle in Canada over Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Tiffany, bring us up to speed here. This is all regarding a 2001 photo of Trudeau, right?
Right, and that 2001 photo really just the start. So all of this started to sort of build up late last night. This photograph shows Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at an Arabian Nights-themed party back in 2001. He was a teacher at a private school at the time. He's dressed as Aladdin, complete with brown face. So this, of course, raising a whole lot of eyebrows. And then here at News Talk 1010, one of our hosts, Evan Solomon, uncovered yet another photo of the Prime Minister as a teenager, and he's dressed as Harry Belafonte for a talent show in blackface. So this, of course, raising a whole lot of questions for the Prime Minister this morning.
Yeah, and a Prime Minister who, I mean, throughout, ever since he took office, the clips that we have seen here in the U.S. of him have been just kind of painting the picture of him as ultra-liberal, kind of open to everybody, almost the exact opposite of these pictures.
Absolutely, and that's really been what's been the focus this morning. A lot of people now questioning, saying, yes, you know, Trudeau has painted himself as this progressive, this, as you say, welcoming person. So there's a lot of questions about hypocrisy, about how genuine that sort of image is this morning. I mean, we're hearing from a lot of people, a lot of voters even, who say, you know, I don't know necessarily that the Prime Minister is racist, or they're not willing to kind of to make that leap, but certainly they're wondering about this image that he's created and whether or not it's true.
How quick was he to apologize for it?
So he came out last night, quite quickly actually, after this photo surfaced. He apologized again and again, saying that he suggested that at the time he didn't realize it was racist, but now he knows better. What you may not have seen yet is just in the last 30 minutes or so, another news outlet here in Canada has unearthed a video. It's quite grainy, and we at News Talk 1010 are still trying to verify whether it's true, but their claim is that it shows the Prime Minister in blackface yet again, and is in fact a separate video, and they are claiming that a senior source in the Liberal Party has verified it. Again, we haven't, but I suspect that, you know, this is a story that's not going away for Trudeau.
So that would make it 3 now instances if that video is true. You know, we heard from a professor at the University of Alberta a little bit earlier this morning, and what she said kind of it was puzzling to us here in the U.S. because she made mention to the fact of Trudeau's image as kind of this woke prime minister, so to speak. And, you know, people forgot that he is in reality just, you know, kind of a rich white guy politician. And I'm thinking, you know, his name's Trudeau. How could anybody, you know, have any other image of him?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that's, of course, something that's been brought up time and time again by, you know, by his political rivals, that he does come from privilege. I mean, he is the son of a former prime minister, of course. And that is one of the reasons that a lot of people aren't willing to forgive him for the blackface photo that came out when he was a teenager. You know, you'll have a lot of people say that, you know, when you're a teenager, you make poor decisions. But at the time, you know, he's the teenager who was the son of a prime minister, so he should have known better.
And it should be pointed out, you know, these pictures are in black and white, but we've had similar things here in the U.S. where these pictures are from, like, 1960. This is 2001. It's not exactly, you know, a far gone time.
Certainly, and a lot of people are making that point as well. I mean, 2001, we knew what racism was. We knew what these sort of things meant. And so I think whether he meant it in a way that was derogatory or not, certainly it was a poor decision and one that he's going to have to wear as we head towards an election in just over 4 weeks' time.
I was just going to say, it's coming up October 21st. What are the polls? Where were they before all of this happened?
You know, Justin Trudeau really was has been in sort of a neck-and-neck battle with Andrew Scheer, who is the leader of our Conservative Party here in Canada. So certainly this A lot of people were saying this was his election to lose. And whether this will be the tipping point, I think remains to be seen. But he really was running neck and neck with his chief rival. So this could certainly be bad news for the Liberal camp.
All right. Interesting to note. Tiffany, thanks so much. That is Tiffany Hensby from News Talk 1010 in Toronto, unpacking the whole Justin Trudeau controversy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.